I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Welcome to this week's Ransomware Minute, a rundown of the latest ransomware attacks and news brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more. A new ransomware family, White Rabbit, may be connected to the financially motivated advanced persistent threat group known as Fin8. First detected in early December, White Rabbit has since been spotted by multiple security outlets and is said to use a specific command line password to decrypt internal configurations and launch its ransomware routine. Last month's ransomware attack on Ultimate Kronos Group continues to cause administrative chaos for millions of people across the U.S. Kronos' systems are expected to be back online in the coming weeks, though it remains unclear when affected employers will regain access to their data and information. Europol sees 15 servers operated by VPNLab.net, a virtual private network provider known for catering to various cybercrime groups, including ransomware gangs. The company's services have since been rendered inoperable, and its website now shows a Europol seizure banner. Denso Corp, Japan's largest auto parts manufacturer, is the latest victim of a ransomware attack. The hacker group, known as Rook, has taken responsibility and claims to have stolen 1.1 terabytes of data in the breach. It remains unclear whether Denso officials have negotiated with the hackers, and an internal investigation into full extent of the breach is ongoing. For more details on these ransomware attacks and others, go to ransomwareminute.com. A new Ransomware Minute airs weekly, brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more.